It's another edition of To Your Health, the podcast series from Cayuga Medical Center.
Melanoma is the rarest form of skin cancer. However, it is also the most aggressive form of skin cancer because it often spreads. And here to talk with us more about melanoma and skin cancer is Dr. Diana Stevens, a dermatologist at Cayuga Medical Center. Dr. Stevens, thanks for your time. So what causes melanoma?
So melanoma is actually caused by mutations in the specific cell called a melanocyte, which we all have, which is a cell that makes the pigment that we see in our skin. And what happens is, usually if you get too much sunlight, that UV ray causes the DNA in the cell to be damaged, and then the cell starts growing uncontrollably, and you get what's called a melanoma.
So the areas of the body then that are affected are the areas exposed to the sun, arms, face, legs, is that right?
So you can pretty much get it anywhere.
Hence the importance of sunscreen. So what are the signs and symptoms of melanoma, and how can someone tell the difference between, you know, melanoma and other forms of skin cancer? What should we be looking for?
Right. So that is another good question, because the signs and symptoms. So like I said, usually a melanoma is kind of, it starts as a new mole, or somebody sees something that they haven't seen there before. And even if it didn't start, it was a mole that's changing per se. So we have what we call the ABCDEs of melanoma. And so I go through those with my patients on a regular basis. And so A stands for asymmetry. So if you see something that's kind of growing, you know, and it's not this nice perfect round mole, or, you know, if you couldn't cut it in half and the sides would look the same if you folded them, you know, if there's a spike coming out of it somewhere, that's something to look for. The B stands for borders. So kind of going along the same path. If the borders kind of are a little bit fuzzy or irregular, they don't look perfectly round, that's something to look out for as well. The C stands for color, and it's actually not so much color changes, although color changes are important. Color variegation is the term that we use, and that just means that if there are multiple colors within the same mole, so generally most people's moles are like a light brown or some are dark brown depending on the color of their skin, and that's okay. It's when you start to see a little bit of light brown, a little bit of dark brown, maybe even some red in there, that's when you kind of start to worry a little bit more. And then the D stands for diameter. So generally, if the mole is starting to get a little bit bigger and it's kind of at that like 5 millimeter mark-ish, that should be something that should worry you a little bit more. It's kind of the size of a pencil head eraser is how I like to think about it. If it's bigger than that, then probably reasonable to come in and have it checked if it's been growing. And then E is kind of a catch-all, I think, because it stands for evolution. So again, any kind of changes or evolving of the mole is something that you'd want to come in and have looked at.
That is great information, Dr. Stevens. So we're kind of looking for something new, kind of a weird shape, multicolor, bigger than a pencil head, and something that's evolving. Generally, that's what to look for.
Yeah. I also love to tell people, and it sounds really silly, but I love to tell people to look for an ugly duckling. Because, you know, most people make a signature type of mole or a couple different signature type moles. And what I mean by that is that they have, you know, one or two mole types. So all of my moles maybe look light brown and they're a little bit oval shaped or something. You know, all of your moles would be a little bit light brown and maybe they're more rounded and they have like a little dot in the center or something. As long as all of your moles look generally similar, that's okay. So if you look out for that one that looks different, that ugly duckling, that's also something that's really easy for people to identify that it's different than the rest of what's going on. So that's another thing to look for and come in to see me for.
So look for that ugly duckling. And if you see that and you go into the doctor, then how do you diagnose this?
So this is diagnosed with a biopsy. So I usually, when I see somebody, do a full skin exam, with particular attention to any new moles or changing moles. And I use what's called a dermatoscope, and that's basically just a little device that has the lights and a magnifying glass on it. So I can actually go in and look very closely at the mole and see how the pigment network looks under that microscope. If it looks a little bit suspect, then what would happen is I would take a biopsy. So that involves just local numbing of the skin, and then you kind of take the piece of skin off when we send it to our dermatopathologist, who looks at it under the microscope to tell me, you know, is it a mole? Is it an atypical mole, which we call dysplastic mole, or is it melanoma?
So then if it is melanoma, what are the treatment options?
So the treatment options for melanoma, generally it's based on a staging system, and it's based mainly upon the depth of the melanoma. So a thinner melanoma, and we're talking in like the 0.1 to 0.7 millimeter type of melanoma, those are generally treated with surgery alone, and that's okay. You go in and you get usually about a centimeter or so margin around the hole, wherever it was, the whole mole, and then you get closed up. And then if it's a thicker melanoma, so something over a 0.7 or 0.8 millimeter melanoma, usually what happens is we would send a patient to a surgical oncologist, and they would not only get the same excision done, but they would get a lymph node check. So we'll call a sentinel lymph node biopsy. And all that means is the first lymph node that would catch any cells coming out of that site. And they have ways to detect which lymph node that is based on the body location. And they would check that and see if it had cancer or not. And then from there, depending on if it was positive or negative, you would either need more surgery or possibly chemotherapy or immune therapy, or you would need nothing else.
So if it is melanoma, surgery is in order then?
Yep. Most melanomas, the biopsy is the little scrape off, but if it does show up as a melanoma, you will be guaranteed to get more surgery at that point.
So how can we examine ourselves? What should we be looking for? I know the ugly duckling, but what is your recommendation? Once a month, every 6 months, should we really be looking our bodies over or having our partners look at our back? How do we do this?
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was going to say. So it's very, you know, and people are different and skin is different. And some people have a little bit of a genetic predisposition toward developing melanomas as compared to other people. So it's important that, you know, definitely if you are somebody that is light skinned and blue eyes, blonde hair, that you are checking yourself maybe a little bit more often than somebody that has darker skin. But it is definitely important for everyone to check. And like you said, having somebody that's able to kind of look you over, especially backs. Backs are a big location because nobody ever looks at their back. So if you have somebody that looks at your back often, you know, every couple of months you just kind of look over each other, look at your moles, and say like, oh, hey, this one's a little bit different. Maybe we should see the dermatologist. The other thing that works pretty well for people, if they have a lot of moles, you know, it's maybe not just one that they're watching. You have like tons kind of all over the body, is you can actually take pictures. So in this era of cell phones and pictures everywhere, you can sort of just snap some shots or have somebody snap some shots of either particular moles you're worried about or just kind of all over, and just keep track of them, because that's a really good way to keep track of somebody with a lot of moles.
That's great advice. And to wrap it up, I think it's important to stress, if you see something that looks, as you said, an ugly duckling, weird, new, multicolor, don't wait. Go and have it checked. Is that the good message to make sure that we get across?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there is anything that is changing, different, or even if you're just not even sure if it's a mole, if it's just something new, definitely come see us. We're not going to be upset or angry or that you wasted our time. I would much rather you come in and I can say, oh, this is not a big deal, as opposed to you waiting and not getting something diagnosed in time and then having it become much more serious than it could have been.
Dr. Stevens, this has been very valuable. Thank you so much for your time. For more information, please visit CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. That's CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. This is To Your Health from Cayuga Medical Center. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.